very, very brief background. After
July 2005 meeting, the commission at that stage, after granting four licenses, decided not to place a moratorium on license applications, but to wait and see how the four new casinos operated once up and running, and to see what the impact of those four casinos would be. There's been discussion since that time, and in 2008, the commission decided to start the process of the discussion on whether or not there should be consideration of new license applications. In 2008, we decided upon having two studies done. Those studies have been completed. They are on our website. And those studies, we made sure, were focused primarily on the five counties that have passed referendum. They did do statewide, but we made sure that the studies focused on the five counties that we know have the referendums in place. So here we are today. The plan is to have each of the commissioners speak on this topic, and when the commissioners are done, we will decide on how we're going to proceed. So first I'd call upon Commissioner Hayes.
Thank you. As we have heard over the past several years, five counties in this state by public referendum have approved having a licensed casino in their county. And at this point in time, none of those counties as yet have a casino. And we're also all aware that we, as a commission, has engaged well-qualified consultants over the past year to address a number of questions that we have, including the likely impact of new licenses on this state, on the counties that have passed referendums, and on existing license holders. These studies have indicated that there is some marginal benefit to adding new casinos, although as a state, we are approaching a saturation point. So what does that mean? I think that it means that it's going to be a much more complicated process to granting new licenses than it's been in the past. It's not going to be as simple as pointing out all of the wonderful economic development benefits to those counties that are seeking to have licenses granted in their county. The studies have indicated that any new casino, will have a negative impact on other license holders in this state. In some cases, potentially a very devastating impact. Now, it's not my wish to grant any new license that will put another license holder out of business or have any serious negative impact in those counties that have already built casinos. Any applicant will need to, in my opinion, will need to address how they're going to minimize the impact of their operations on other casinos and on the communities in which those casinos are located. It's also my opinion that another new study is not going to be the way to accomplish that. I can't specifically say how any potential license applicant should address this concern, but I do encourage each of them to be very creative in their approach. The other criteria that I think are going to be particularly important to me are the amount of additional state tax revenues that would be generated by any casino. That means this probably, in my mind, makes a larger operation preferable to a smaller one. And also, I think it's going to be important to look at the amenities that are going to make the property an asset to their community and to their state, just beyond providing additional casino gambling. So having said all this, I do believe that it's time that this commission accept new license applications from any interested applicant.
Commissioner Urban?
I think you're going to hear from five of us, and I'll make every attempt not to repeat the things that Commissioner Hayes said. You know about the studies and so forth. Two of the words that were used in the studies, of course, is equilibrium and saturation. And I know we had a speaker this morning who questioned what saturation was. I think all of us understand that we have presently 17 casinos in the state of Iowa. And there are states like Illinois that where the legislature has mandated that there wouldn't be more than 10 casinos in the entire state. So going from there, rather than repeating the information that Paul has just said, I think I'd like to go through some of the interested parties' scenarios. I know that Ottumwa has waited for a long time for the possibility of applying for a license. Unfortunately, what I see at this point is, and our study indicates, that 15% of the revenue that Ottumwa would generate would come from Terrible's in Osceola. And at present, Terrible's is in bankruptcy. So I think that that concerns all of us, because none of us would like to see a casino in this state be closed. That is number one. The Marquette study shows that a casino and mid-size hotel complex in Ottumwa would get approximately 70% of their revenues from other casinos. And that includes Prairie Meadows and Catfish Bend, as well as Terrible's. So I want you to understand that for me, that is a tremendous concern. The other thing about Ottumwa, and I understand that you have high unemployment, but whether you have the employee base to fill the positions in a hotel and casino, or whether those individuals would need to be brought in from elsewhere, and whether in fact it would do much for the unemployment that you're presently seeing. Those are just a couple of the issues that I have. Certainly that you would benefit from the construction, but that would be a short-term benefit in terms of employment. Going on to Franklin County, my concern is that you're not near any large metropolitan area or any city that is going to bring you individuals. And again, Franklin County would be drawing from the casinos around them, from Prairie Meadows, going up north to Worth County, Waterloo, certainly. And that we presently have two casinos on I-35. We have one in Worth County, and we have one, of course, here at Prairie Meadows, which is only 5 minutes off of I-35. That is a concern, again, that they don't actually have a large city to draw from. Tama, again, we talk about cannibalization, and I think that Waterloo would certainly be affected by Tama. I also believe that the intention of Tama, and maybe I'm wrong, would be to take away much of the draw from Meskwaki, that presently appears to do fairly well. But I think it's my belief that Meskwaki has already lost a lot of business to Waterloo and perhaps Prairie Meadows, and that there is not as much business in the Tama area as might be believed. Going on to Webster County, I think that, and by the way, I want you to know, Fort Dodge, you've done a wonderful letter writing campaign. Not that we haven't received letters from most of the areas, but we have certainly heard from all of you. It is the largest city that might potentially apply for a license. I think that it meets a lot of the criteria to have a casino. But again, we have a problem because Emmitsburg, which is fairly new, is only about 35 miles north of Fort Dodge. And our study shows that 50% of the revenues would come from other casinos if Fort Dodge opened. Most of that would come from Wild Rose Emmitsburg. The Innovation Group estimates that gaming revenue would fall 16 to 21% in Emmitsburg alone as a result of a casino in Fort Dodge. Moving on to Lyon County, I think that the impact of a casino in Lyon County would be less on other casinos than on the previous few that I just referred to. But again, it would affect Argosy, it would affect Emmitsburg, and I think those are considerations. And I believe that this commission is going to be very protective of the casinos that they have already opened. So as Paul said, I think that you're if we open the application process, you're going to have to be very innovative and creative and bring to us ideas that will break some of the handicaps that we see. Thank you very much.
I think that both Tony and Paul's remarks have been very thorough. As you know, I was the only commissioner that sat on this commission. We went through the process before. And so I just really know that as a commissioner going through the process before, the information that was brought to us and the site visits that we had and the people that we talked to were influential in moving us from one thought to the next thought. So even though I support and understand everything that they say, and I think all the applicants need to keep those comments, you know, in their mind as you complete the application and decide how you're going to present this. I obviously am supportive of opening the whole process up so we can look at the what appears to be five applicants, maybe more in those communities. We don't know what we're going to see. But I just wanted to assure all the potential applicants that we're going to have a process that's going to be clear, that's going to be understandable, that's going to be fair, that's going to be transparent, so that you all know that you'll all have an equal opportunity to have access to us as commissioners, to have access to the staff, to have any of the questions that you have answered, and all have an opportunity to present to us your proposals. I think we're talking about probably, though a little premature, but a site visit and things like that. Because we understand what your hopes and dreams are, we understand what the concerns are with the existing casinos, because they too are worried about just the issues that have already been brought up. But I think somebody talked about the heart and soul of the community, and I think once we see the heart and soul of the community, then that also is a factor that will play in, and that isn't part of what you see in the actual adoption of the new rules that we saw for granting licenses. So I look forward to meeting every single one of you. Thank you.
I appreciate all the comments that were made earlier by the other commissioners. And at this point, I really don't have much more to offer. We're going to do our best to support the state of Iowa and their citizens. And what's important for me is that we have a sense of balance, a balance between those communities, a balance between the citizens of Iowa, and a balance in the sensitivity that we need to those people who are potential victims of gambling addiction. I realize that there are a lot of jobs that have been lost at this point, and we try to do our best to keep as many people employed as possible. We need to also take into consideration the creativeness of those communities in applying for the application, and I would entertain the idea of opening that up. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, going last, you've heard all the comments. I agree, obviously, with everything that's been said. I'd like to stress one thing that Commissioner Harrison spoke to, and that's the fact that this commission represents the entire state of Iowa. We've all received hundreds and hundreds of letters and emails, and maybe I'm the only one, but I have not received one bit of correspondence from anyone outside of one of the counties that has passed a referendum that's asking for new casinos. I find that real interesting. I think Touch Play taught us something, that the state of Iowa does not want gambling in every location. We've had the studies done. The studies, to me, are very clear on where things stand now, where it looks like things are going to be going forward. With all of that being said, I think we've gone on long enough, and there's a consensus, a unanimous consensus of the commission that it is time to accept new applications. I think it's an uphill battle for anyone who's going to apply now. I think from the studies, from the information we have. It's a very tough time, and you heard two of our first presentations here today on existing casinos, and I found very interesting on the financing aspect, whether or not there's any financing possible out there. But as Commissioner Cutler said, we will be fair, we will be open, we will listen, we will consider anyone and everyone that comes forward with an application. So the plan going forward, and this is what I understand meets with the approval of the rest of the commission. We will accept new license applications. The applications will be due by October 1st, 2009. The commission would request that staff provide the commissioners with the application form so that we can review that and make comments before that is provided to the proposed applicants. Also going to request that prior to the filing of any application, we are requesting that a representative of the applicant meet with staff and with the chairman to discuss the application and any questions or concerns that may be there before the application is filed. After that meeting with staff and the chairman, we would ask that representatives of each applicant then contact each of the other commissioners so that they can get a feeling from those commissioners of questions and concerns that they may have. With that being said, are there any other comments from the commissioners? Jack, does that give you enough direction?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.